This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Well, it's Father and Son Day today here on Starcade, and our players are warming up for today's big match because one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their own video arcade game. Players, you all ready? You ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Let's go. Leave room for me, okay? All right, because if I'm not here, no one's going to get to play. This is Father and Son Day, as we mentioned, and let's meet our contestants right now. You are?
Paul Carmouche.
Paul, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like airplanes a lot. My father's teaching me how to fly. He's a commercial pilot.
No kidding. Terrific. And your father's name is?
Peter Carmouche.
Peter, what kind of an airplane do you fly?
Well, I fly a single-engine retractable gear Blanca. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. I have about 600 hours in a retractable gear Cessna. So congratulations to both of you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Nice
to have you here on the show. And your name is?
Mark Olenzik.
Mark, what does your dad do for a living?
He's a computer operator.
Oh, yeah? Does he play video games?
Yeah.
Ah, good enough. And you tell me a little bit about your son.
He's a great video game player. At least he beats me anyways. And he collects comic books, and he enjoys movies. We like doing a lot of things together.
Okay, Mike and Mark, good for you. Nice to have you guys here. Now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Gravatar. Okay, team, shake hands. Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. And while you guys go over and get set, Kevin is going to let us know what five games we'll be dealing with today. Kev?
Jeff, we've got a couple of old-timers mixed in with the latest and greatest from the arcades today, starting with number one, Tasmania, beastly press for survival. Then it's Moon Patrol, an exciting drive on the moon. Number three today, Super Cobra, a choppy run through a spacey place. Then Tron, a journey into a startling new dimension. And the old-timer Space Invaders. Jeff?
Thank you, Kevin, very much. All right, those are today's five games. So both teams had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. Kevin, tell our home audience what the mystery game is, will you?
Our mystery game today is Moon Patrol.
Thanks a lot. Okay, guys, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Hands on buzzers, and here we go. On the first screen of Jungle Hunt, the hunter, A, swings through trees, B, swims a crocodile and Carmouche.
He swings on vines, Chris.
Well, A, swings through trees. I think that's the one you wanted. Okay, you got it, and that means that you're going to pick. You'll pick the first game. Which one do you want to play?
Tron.
Tron. Tron it is, and we will let Kevin tell us how to play Tron.
Journey with me now into a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark, protector of tyrannical MCP, is our dreaded enemy. We can enter this world by one of four ways, and even on entering, we must be on our guard, for the entry path is never the same. We could enter by way of the I.O. Tower, through the tank maze, directly through master control, or in a blinding flash on the light cycle grid. If we secure an area, we can choose another. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy. I am Tron.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Well, Paul, you selected Tron. Any reason?
I like it, and I'm pretty good at it.
I presume you're going to play it then?
Yeah.
That means you'll be playing the next one, Peter, so you stand by for that, and you can cheer Paul on right now. You'll have 50 seconds if you want to turn around and get ready. Okay, how about you coming over here, Peter, if you will, please? There we are. Okay, get ready, get set, play. All right, here we go. Let's see what you're going to pick. There you are. Watch him. Good move. Oh, too bad. Into the wall. You get another shot at it. You have 37 seconds. You're not going to go to the same one. You're going to pick the tanks? Okay, you got the tanks. 30 seconds to go. You need some points here, Paul. He knows where to stay. Good for you. Get some more points. Need points. 15 seconds. where it holds it. You let him touch it. Paul, you have some bad luck there. Points, Paul. A little trouble with Tron.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Okay, head on back. Let's see how the next team does. Come on down, Mike and Mark. If you turn around, please, sir, Mark, there you are. And Mike, you just move over all the way over. Ready? That's fine, so we all get a nice look at your smiling faces. Who's going to play this game?
Mark is.
You going to play it, Mark?
Yeah.
All right, now you saw what happened to Paul there. He had some bad luck with it, so we wish you good luck. Watch out. Don't get hit. Ready to go?
Yeah.
You'll have 50 seconds. Turn around, please. Get ready to play the game. Get ready. Get set. Play. What does he pick? He's into the tanks. Okay, he's safe there. Got him. Another screen coming up. He's into the light tracers. Got to block off the one in yellow. He's in blue. Good move. Good move. You got him. 24 seconds. 19 seconds. Start shooting. Don't get touched. Doing good. 10 seconds. Can you get through in time? Nice play there. Good for you, Mark. All right, Mark and Mike, stay right here because we'll be back in a moment to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. We'll be right back.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Gravatar. Spend eons traveling in deep space to alien planets and hostile civilizations in the game Gravatar. You're on a mission to make the solar system safe. Gravatar, furnished by Atari. Time now for more Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Well, we played the game Tron. Let's see where we stand after the first game. The Karamushas have a score of 1,000 even, right on the nose. Olin Zooks, you have 3,200. All right. Olin Zooks, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored in both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. I have another question for you. If you guys are ready, and Karamushas, you're going to want to get this one if you can, because you want to have the advantage of picking the game. You need a couple of points here. In Sinistar, the player mines crystals from planetoids for what purpose? A, to replenish fuel supply. B, yes, Karmush.
A.
A, to replenish fuel supply. No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. It's B, to make Cinnabombs. So, the Olin Zooks have a chance to pick the game. Now, the dad must play this game, so which game are you going to play?
Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol. You hear that sound? That's the mystery game, and that means we have a prize for the Olin Zooks. What is it, Kev?
It's Sicy Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sicy's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, Sicy's.
Good enough. Okay, Mark, you and Mike picked Moon Patrol. Mike, you play this game?
I have, yes.
Well, good enough. Maybe Kevin can give us some more hints as to how to play the game. Kev?
Your mission is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs, or by destroying or jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping over the moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goals set for you in better than average time. It's time now for your drive on the moon.
All right, it's time for Moon Patrol, and let's see, Mark, you played the game before, so Mike, you're up this time. What's your highest score on Moon Patrol, you know?
I think about 3,000.
All right, you only have 50 seconds this time to do it, so keep firing, and we'll wish you good luck.
Okay.
Ready to go? All right, get ready, get set, play. That's the way to keep firing. Now if we can get a target, jump, good jump, there it goes again. Now we give you something to shoot at. There you are. Yeah. That was also good. Watch out for that bomb. So 30 seconds. That's fine. All right. Got another one. Good. 15 seconds. Look out. Oh, he got you. See if you can get some more points. About 10 seconds to go. $750. All right, Mike, congratulations. Nice going. Mark, you and Mike head on back. And we'll bring down Peter and Paul. And this time, let's see, you played the last one, right, Paul?
Yep.
Okay, so it's Peter. You ever played Moon Patrol before?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. What's your highest score, do you know?
I think I got about 4,000 last time.
All right, you'll have 50 seconds. You guys need some points, so wish you good luck, okay? Here we go. Get ready to play. Whoops. Don't leave me there. You ready? Get set. Play. And we're on. Looking for targets. Good jump. Good. Here's the first point. Here come the saucers. Doing fine. Got for that bomb. Oh, no. 30 seconds to go. Oh, you got hit again. Going too slow, Paul. Seconds. Good shot. Good. $1,650. Okay, let's head on back. We're going to total up the scores. We'll find out who gets to play the Name the Game board. Both teams had a chance to play Tron and Moon Patrol, and now one team here is going to play for a very special prize. So we'll total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. The Carmouches have $2,650. Olin Zooks, you have $4,950. You guys will play the Name the Game board. Come on down. All right. Any place you want to situate yourselves is fine, but just move a little closer to me. That's it. That's going to be just fine. Now, behind you is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a marvelous prize. One of you goes first, then the next, then back to the first, et cetera. Who's going to go first?
Mark will.
I will.
You're going to go first. All right. Turn around, please, and take a look at the board. Any up? No, don't drift too far over there, Mike, because we need to shoot the board and take a picture of that, too. Just right there. Okay, that's fine. All right. In the upper left-hand corner, take a look at that. Is that Tempest or Eliminator?
Eliminator.
Right you are. That's one. Next one. Is that Pest and Pipe or Mario Brothers?
Mario Brothers.
Hey, way to go. Number three, Solar Fox or Maze Rays?
Solar Fox.
You're right. Number four, is this QB3 or Q-Bert?
Q-Bert.
Q-Bert is right. You got all four. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is a good day for the Olenzooks. Kevin, what did they win?
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance. Coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, a metal detector from White Electronics.
Well, you got a nice prize. Not only that, you're still in the lead. However, there is another game coming up. We'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade. See who gets a chance to win their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest from the Starcade Hotline scoreboard. Robert Castro, a Starcade contestant, has mastered the game of Dragon's Lair. He has slain the dragon over 30 times. That's 30 different games because each time you slay the dragon, the game ends. Robert Castro not only slayed the dragon each of the 30 times, but he did it with one man each time. Congratulations, Robert. You've mastered one of the most exciting games around today. Plenty of exciting games left on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Here we are now, Carmouches, Nolan Zooks. This is round two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top score in all games going to get a chance to win that Gravatar video arcade game. Carmouches, you need some points, so pay particular attention to this question. There it is. Ready? Hands on buzzers. In Crawl, you can break down the front wall of the hexagon when it's what color? A, red, B, black. Nolan Zooks.
Black.
Black, yes. Here you go again. There's three games left up there, and you have the choice of the game. What do you want to play?
Super Cobra.
Super Cobra it is. Now, let's talk to our own little snake in the grass. Kevin?
Jeff, if you watch Starcade more often, you'd know there aren't any snakes in Super Cobra. Helicopters is what we have. It's going to take a lot of skill to pilot your chopper through these space tunnels, avoiding attacking UFOs and missiles, exploding fuel tanks to pick up more gas, and it takes 5 hits to destroy a meteorite. But that's for the big points. It's Super Cobra.
Well, I'll have to check in on this game more often, Kevin. Thank you. Right. All right. We picked Super Cobra, or at least you did. And who's going to play this?
Mark is going to play.
Mark, you're going to play Super Cobra?
Yeah.
All right. You good at this game?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out about that. You'll have 40 seconds, and let's see how well you do. Get ready to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Good. Oh, too bad. Into the building. Forget to use your bomb to pick up fuel. Good. Good. All right. Oh, another crash. 20 seconds. Gonna get through this time? Yes, you got through. Good for you. Okay, it's gonna get tougher now. Nice going. Congratulations to you, Mike. Okay, head on back there, and now let's see how your opponents do. Peter and Paul are going to come up. This is... I don't trust you back there. Who's going to play this game?
I will.
Now, you don't sound terribly confident. You sure you don't want to let your dad do it?
No, I'll do it. I'm pretty good at this game.
Okay. Yeah, he had a little bit of trouble going along there. You guys need some points, so we'll wish you good luck. Tell me when you're ready to go.
He's a good pilot.
He's a good pilot?
He's a good pilot, yeah.
All right. 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. All right, there we go. Doing fine. Oops. That's tough to get through there. 30 seconds. Going to get through this time? No. One more shot at that. 20 seconds to go. Here we go. No! Boy, that's a tough one. 14 seconds. See, you get some more points. Come on, Paul. That's the way to get through. Points. Let's go on back. Not enough, I don't think. We're going to total up all the scores now, and we'll see who's going to have a chance at old Gravatar, the Karamushas, and the Olenzooks. I've enjoyed the Father and Son Day. I hope you guys have, too.
Great.
All right, Karamushas, you have a grand total so far of 3,430. Olenzooks, you have 6,760. You're the winners. Let me say goodbye to Paul and to Peter. Hope you had a good time. We have some
nice
gifts for both of you. Thanks a lot, and keep them flying.
Thank you.
Take care. Righto. Now, Olenzooks, you are the winners. You've done so well today. You got the mystery game. You got the name of the game board. And you got a big prize for being our winners. Kevin?
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
Well, there's only one more thing left to win, and that's Gravatar. Let's find out if they can do that right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Electronic Fun with Computers and Games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Fun to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages. And Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action. The thumbless approach to higher scores. The Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, now we have the big challenge for you, Mike. And Mark, this is a chance for you to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. One is Tasmania. The other one is Space Invaders. Now, during the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Tasmania, you'd have to score at least 1,203 points. If you picked Space Invader, you'd have to score at least 317 points. These are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. Now, you reached your decision. Who decided, by the way?
decided.
You decided. You picked Space Invaders?
Yes.
All right, Space Invaders it is. That means if you score 317 points or more in 30 seconds, you are going to win our grand prize, Gravatar. So while Kevin tells us about Space Invaders, we'll get ready to go over and play.
It's the original Space Invaders, where advancing aliens get closer and closer while firing on your laser bases. Fire back using the bases for protection. Every zapped invader scores points, and the most points of all are scored by zapping the saucer. And it's probably significant to note that the Owen Chucks are playing to win a brand new Gravatar game on the true granddaddy of video arcade games, the game that started it all, Space Invaders.
Ah, yes, a venerable game for sure. Now, Mark, hello. I know you're thinking about winning that Gravatar, I know. It's 317 points is what you need in 30 seconds. Not easy with Space Invaders. The only advice I can give you is maybe you can hit that mystery ship and pick up some extra points.
Yeah.
All right, don't get killed. Keep on firing. We wish you good luck, and I know you're going to be cheering them on, Mike.
Sure, yeah.
All right, 30 seconds, and that grand prize is yours. 317 points is what you need to score. You ready? Get set. Play. Okay, here we go. Doing fine, doing fine. Okay. 20 seconds to go. 15 seconds. Let me get the mystery ship. 10 seconds. You did it! You did it! Way to go, Mark! Way to go, Mike! What a team! You did it with plenty of time to spare. You take home Gravatar. This is Jeff Edwards for Starcade. See you on the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.